Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice, that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic demons, and we render all your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and we covenant with you, Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Well, there's a couple of things I'd like to point out in this particular verse before we get started with our teaching for today. And the first thing I want to say, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now, as important as prayer, fellowship, and worship are to our Heavenly Father, in terms of priority, faith is that which pleases him. Now, do not get it twisted. Those other subjects that I named, prayer, fellowship, and worship, are just as important to him, and we should do them. But we are talking about priority. So it is faith that is the number one priority, and that is what pleases our Heavenly Father. Amen. So it is the key of faith which unlocks the treasure chest of heaven. Faith is the key that moves the hand of the Almighty. Faith is the key in which you can obtain the desires of your heart. Faith is a gift which comes from God, given to us at the new birth. Amen. He gives us the measure of faith, and that measure has to be developed, exercised to a point where you are operating in strong faith. Amen. Faith is that which is pleases God. And that realization lies the foundation for you building strong faith in your life. Amen. Now, we are teaching on you must know and understand the reality of the Word of God, the six principles of obtaining strong faith. And we are looking at the six principles, and they are principle number one. You must know and understand the reality of the Word of God. Principle number two. You must know and understand the reality of your redemption in Christ. Principle number three. You must know and understand the reality of the new creation. Principle number four. You must know and understand the reality of your righteousness in Christ. Principle number five, you must know and understand the reality of the indwelling spirit. And principle number six, you must know and understand the reality of the authority of the name of Jesus. Amen. I believe if one can learn and most importantly understand these six foundational principles, you will be well on your way to obtaining strong faith. These are by no means all the principles that our Heavenly Father has given to us, but knowing and understanding these will assist in your understanding of the others. Amen. Now, we had started on principle number four, which is we must know and understand the reality of your righteousness in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank God we are righteous because we are in Jesus Christ. Jesus counts us righteous because Jesus is righteous. Amen. Now, many people have decided not to follow the Christian way because of the false image that has been portrayed over the years. If you are a Christian, and if you really believe in Jesus, you won't have anything in life. They have turned from the gospel because of this poverty picture that the church has presented to the world for so long. Well, my question or my rebuttal to that is, well, who told that lie? And who are you listening to? Please go to the book of John, chapter 10. The book of John, chapter 10. And let's go and let's see what the Word of God has to say about this. Let's quit listening to the lies that are out there in the street and people who don't know what they're talking about. The book of John, chapter 10, verse number 10. And this is Jesus is speaking. And he says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Now, the thief is another name or synonym for Satan. And it clearly tells us he does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. So anything that is stealing, killing, or destroying is of Satan. Now let's continue reading the scripture. Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. Jesus said that he came that we might have life. And then he added, and have it more abundantly. That doesn't sound like any poverty, not having anything in life syndrome to me. It sounds like God has given us everything that we want in life. Amen. Also, please go with me to the book of Psalm 37. The book of Psalm 37. And we're going to look at another verse. And we're going to see, does it line up with the word of God? Psalm 37, verse number 4. And it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Again, it doesn't sound like if you follow Christ that you won't have anything in life. He says, delight yourself in him, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Amen. And then finally, let's look at Matthew chapter 7, the book of Matthew chapter 7. And let's look at another verse that I think that you will find interesting. Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 7. It says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. So we see in these three verses, whoever keeps telling these lies that Christians would not have anything in life has been lying. You just have to understand that they are lying to you, and you need to keep on following Christ. Amen. They have turned from the gospel because of this poverty picture that the church has presented to the world for so long. Now, go back to the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 17. And let's look at some things here before we get into our message. And it says, notice that what it says here. It says, in the last part of Romans 5, 17, it says, the gift of righteousness. So righteousness is a gift. Question, what is a gift? Well, a gift is something that one person gives to another person, and they give it because they want to give it, correct? You should not pay them for it, for if you did, it would cease being a gift. It would be a wager. But when you give it to a person freely because you want to, then that's a gift. At that point, you can either accept it or reject it. Righteousness is a gift from God. You don't have to do anything to get righteousness except receive it. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, God, right at that moment, has a gift for you also, and is righteousness. Amen. In verse 18 of the same chapter, it says, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteousness act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. The word condemnation means judgment. He is telling us that by the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life, unto the proclamation of them being righteous. Amen. Justification of life means justification, which results in life. So once you receive Jesus Christ, you become righteous. You become right standing in God. And that justification means to be declared righteous. So when you receive Jesus Christ, you are justified, and you are justified, which results in life, everlasting life. Hallelujah. Verse number 19 says, for as by one man's disobedience, Adam, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, Jesus, many will be made righteous. Now pay attention. It says they will be made righteous. They won't earn righteous, and they won't work until they arrive at it. He says, by the obedience of one, meaning Christ, they shall be made righteous. Amen? So God is the one who makes you righteous. And if you say that you are not righteous, then you would be saying that God's word is untrue. Because the Bible just told us, as we read, that many shall be made righteous. Hallelujah. We need to know and understand, if we are Christians, we are righteous. What does righteousness mean literally? What does the Bible mean when it says righteousness? Now, we have a lot of words that we use and that we call words that are scripture, and we use them in a religious context. When we use them as such, they can become confusing or confusing to us. They even can become untouchable to us because we don't understand what they mean. Well, let's look at these words. Let's look at righteousness. Let's look at justification. And let's look at grace. And let's see if we know exactly what they mean. If not, let's get some clarity on these words. Let's look at these words. The first one is grace. What does grace mean? If you walk into an insurance office and ask the person there what grace means, they will tell you it means unmerited favor. Now, after your premium on your insurance policy becomes due, the company gives you a grace period. You can go so long without making any payments, and you still are covered by the insurance policy. In other words, it's something that you don't deserve. It's something that you haven't earned. Matter of fact, it's something that the company does for you free. It's unmerited favor, and it means something that you don't have to do anything to get, but just receive it. Did you know that the word grace means the very same thing that it means in the insurance office? It means unmerited favor. It means something is given to you that you don't deserve, and they don't have to give it to you. All you have to do is receive it. Grace is something given to you that you haven't earned. Now let's look at the word righteousness. Righteousness. Now, what does this word mean literally? Well, righteousness means right standing with God. That's simply what it means. It means you are in right standing with God. Righteousness means you have a right standing with God. It means you can stand on an equality with God. You have an authority and a right to stand before God and talk to Him just like you would talk to your earthly father. To be righteous then means that God has declared us on an equality with Him. We can go to Him and talk to Him anytime we get ready. We can go to Him and expect Him to give us the things that we ask for. Because why? We are in right standing with God. Although some people think that being right with God is them doing everything right and they haven't made any mistakes, but the minute they make a mistake, they assume that they are no longer right with God anymore, and they don't know what's going to happen to them. When you make a mistake, you are just as right with God as you were before you made the mistake, because what you do can't change your right standing with God. Amen. What you do can't change it. You are born into that right standing through Jesus Christ. All you have to do is to stand there and enjoy it. You are right if you are in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I like that. You are right if you are in Jesus Christ. On the other hand, if you are not in Christ, then you are not right with Christ. You are unrighteous. You are not in right standing with God if you haven't been born again. But if you are a Christian, then you are right with God. Because you have been born again, which is true, you have to act like you are righteous. That's right. Act like you are righteous. You've been born again. You're a new creature in Christ. So start acting like you are righteous. Act like you're in right standing with your Heavenly Father. See, because the devil will attempt to condemn you through your sins. As most people do, you probably don't feel righteous. Don't let the devil or anyone else put you on a guilt trip. Amen. And they will certainly try to do that. You can't allow oppression to come upon you when you don't feel very righteous. You will get to the point where your back is up against the wall and you can't motivate yourself. It seems that every door is closed in your face. You may even call your pastor and ask him to pray for you. Well, what you need to do is really pray for yourself. Amen. You don't ask your pastor to put on your clothes for you, do you? Oh, that's right. You ask your pastor to feed you, right? No, you don't do that. The only reason you do this is because you have allowed the devil to condemn you because of your sins, and you don't think that you are righteous. You don't think God is going to hear you, and the devil is telling you that there is no point in you praying because you aren't very righteous. You say that you believe the Bible. That's what you told me. You told me you believe the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Yet, you will believe the devil. You are believing the devil more than you believe God. Friend, let me tell you something. The devil can't do anything to you unless you allow him to. Amen. Let me repeat that, because I believe a lot of you people just don't understand that. The devil cannot do anything to you unless you allow him to. It's when you succumb to his trials, tests, or temptations and feel like you don't have a right to stand before God, then he has you. Amen. You will believe the lie that the devil places in your mind and heart about you and not being very righteous. The Bible has told you that righteousness is a gift that God has given us. You are righteous based upon the fact that you are righteous. Then you should live that way. You should live that way. If you live that way, you will feel righteous. If you don't feel righteous, it's probably because you're not living like it. Amen. You're not living like it. I feel righteous, but I don't walk by my feelings. That's right. We don't walk by our feelings. Now, I welcome feelings, but I don't base my faith on feelings. Amen. Feelings can change. Feelings change like the weather. I base my faith on God's word. I am as righteous as I am going to get because God gave righteousness to me. I didn't have to do anything but accept it. Amen. Just receive it. Praise God. I accepted it and he counted me righteous. All you have to do is accept it. And guess what? He will count you righteous also. Based on that, I know that God hears me when I pray. I don't have to ask anybody to pray for me. Amen. That's why here at Kansas City Christian Faith Center, we are a teaching ministry, because we want you to stand up on your own two feet. Because what if it comes a time when you need prayer and the pastor's not around? What are you going to do then? No, what are you going to do then? You just going to die and let Satan just control you? Or are you going to stand on your righteousness and do what you're supposed to do as a Christian? Based on that, I know that God hears me when I pray. I don't have to ask anybody to pray for me. I can pray for myself. And you know what? You can pray for yourself too. It is true. We should pray for one another because the Bible tells us that we should pray for one another. But that's not a need that we have. It is a privilege that we are given. That's not a need. I don't need you to pray for me. I can pray for myself. And you just have to understand something. You are just as much as righteous as I am. I am no more righteous than you or you with me. We have the same amount of righteousness, if you want to use that kind of terminology. Our fathers told us that we are righteous. He has told us in his word that we are in right standing with him. He told us to ask and I'll receive, seek and I will find, knock and the door will be open. And you know what? I am going to have to close the door for today because the clock is telling us it's time for us to go. But please remember these words from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It simply says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.